I'm David Remnick, and I'm here with Fabio Bertoni, who plays a key role as the New Yorker's lawyer. He's deeply involved in our reporting, especially our investigative pieces, and he keeps us out of trouble, I don't know, 5, 10, 20 times a day. And when I start to feel like my job is stressful, I just wander down the hall to Fabio's office, and I feel a little bit better. I wanted to find out how he takes his mind off of work on the rare occasions when he's not at work.
So it is Toscanini's 150th anniversary of his birth. There's a new biography of Toscanini.
So I'm looking at the book that's here. This is Harvey Sachs's biography of Toscanini.
Yes.
I'm lifting it up and getting half a hernia.
Yes. It's gigantic.
And so what made you dip in?
Well, I was invited to a concert given by musicians from La Scala. And it was just, it's interesting to hear about him. He's anti-fascist. He left Italy. He refused to conduct for Mussolini. He came to New York and became the conductor for NBC. So it's an interesting story.
These are the days when the networks had
classical music. And he had, you know, the 30% of the American public listening to classical music on the radio every week.
That's amazing.
I just made up that statistic, but... it was a big number. So I'm reading this book, and I'm watching YouTube videos, and there's one from 1948 of him conducting the NBC Symphony Orchestra in Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, and he's just very dramatic. He has incredible facial expressions as he conducts. He makes all these gestures. Some of them don't appear to be actually... conducting gestures, but they're like Italian hand gestures that I remember from my childhood.
He does
shake his head at the musicians a couple times, but there's a point where he touches the side of his nose, which is a gesture that, you know, in my experience means like, be careful here, like, pay attention. So there's this quiet moment here. He touches. it's just a warning. He just wants to put them on notice.
He looks fabulous with that salt and pepper mustache and those big arm movements and the flowing white hair. He's fantastic.
Yeah. So my next pick is... I have a friend. He recently had to get rid of his smoker, so he gave his smoker to me, and now I'm burdened with the grave responsibility of learning how to barbecue. And in one of those wonderful, fortuitous moments, I discovered on our book table here a book called Franklin Barbecue.
In Austin.
From Austin. The Aaron Franklin of Franklin Barbecue did a book. And it's a fantastic book. He's got a lot of history of barbecue there, the science of barbecue. So I am now learning how to barbecue.
I tried to get into Franklin's. I got there at 11 o'clock in the morning in Austin, and the line was said to be, it was 2 hours long. And I now regret it that I didn't do it, but I blew it. So while you're listening to Toscanini conduct Beethoven, the smoke will slowly be imbuing the meat with all sorts of good things.
Applewood smoke, apparently.
You have more for us.
I have one more, and it's Lucio Battisti. And Lucio Battisti was a pop star in Italy in the 70s.
I think we should play a little bit of this, but only if you sing over it, as if we're riding along in your car.
Absolutely not. As your lawyer, I advise you against
it. All right, well, at least let's hear a little of the music.
Yeah, and you know... You need to appreciate this completely.
We will go full in, making no excuses.
Unironic.
That's the best way to do it.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Got a little synthesizer keyboard there.
A lot of synthesizer. And it gets more.
Wow, that's
as it goes
a sound
on.
That has disappeared from the earth a little bit. Here we go. Oh, what I wouldn't pay to hear you sing this in the car.
And it gets loud at the
with
end.
With barbecue it's sauce yard, all yes. over. Fabio, thank you very much. Basta guardarci poi. Avvicinarsi un po'. Fabio Bertoni, The New Yorker's legal counsel.